Hello, my name is Colton Scott, and I'm a graduate student in the MS in Human Nutrition program at Texas State University. I'll be discussing the qualitative findings of the project entitled Rewiring Texas WIC, informing the development of a chatbot to strengthen enrollment in Texas. This project was funded by a USDA grant allotted to Texas WIC. Texas WIC contracted with researchers at Texas State University to serve as project evaluators. We're grateful for their collaboration. In addition, before getting started, I'd like to thank my research team, including principal investigators Dr. Sylvia Crichel and Dr. Leslie Biediger Freeman from Texas State University, and Brittany Marquides, a doctoral candidate at Deakin University in Australia. Their collaboration and genius has been the driving force of this project. The call to action for this project stems from an issue of great importance. Mirroring national trajectories, Texas WIC has experienced a steady decline in participation since 2015. Given the vital services that WIC provides for low-income families and the benefits experienced by participants, this decrease in enrollment is concerning. In an effort to better reach potential clients and also support current clients, Texas WIC partnered with Texas State University to develop a Texas WIC chatbot. I'd like to now direct your attention to Figure 2, user-centered design. For a technological interface like a chatbot to be successful, stakeholders and intended users must be involved directly in the developmental process. Such an approach is termed user-centered design, or UCD. As part of the UCD process, this work invited WIC staff to share their perceptions on optimization of chatbot features and functionality. This portion of the project falls into the concept generation step of UCD. Findings in this step directly inform the development of a prototype chatbot. Figure 3, study design and methods. We recruited Texas WIC directors and clinic staff via an email from a WIC communication specialist to participate in 8 group interviews that were conducted by Zoom. Participants were asked to complete a pre-interview survey collecting demographic information. Also, one day before the scheduled meeting, participants were called and informed about interview topics. During the group interviews, the moderator followed a semi-structured interview guide that specifically probed for staff perceptions regarding facilitators and barriers to optimal functionality, implementation, and long-term adoption of a chatbot by staff and clients. Interviews were recorded, transcribed, and analyzed using the classic analysis strategy. Figure 4, demographics. As can be seen in the table, the participants made up a demographically diverse sample. Figure 5, perspectives of staff chatbot use. Key perceptions of facilitators to chatbot acceptance and usage for WIC staff participants included training. There was a frequent mention that WIC would need to provide training on how a chatbot works, including platforms and features. Staff suggested that training would foster among their colleagues' confidence in using and recommending a chatbot. Maintenance. Commonly expressed concerns about who would oversee the chatbot and deal with technological issues, suggesting that WIC should assign such tasks to a single individual. Promotion. Suggestions that announcing the chatbot's rollout to all staff members would be important for its acceptance and usage. WIC staff participants mentioned potential barriers to chatbot acceptance and usage for staff. Low baseline technology knowledge could be a barrier to staff and client acceptance. Also, older individuals might be less likely to accept a chatbot. Figure 6, perspectives on client chatbot use. Key perceptions of facilitators to chatbot acceptance and usage for clients from the point of view of staff. Technology familiarity. Many clients are used to and even prefer using technologies that are similar to a chatbot. Low time and effort investment. If the chatbot is easy to use and saves the client time, they'll be more likely to adopt it. Successful first use. If a client could successfully use the chatbot on their first attempt, they would be more likely to continue to use it. Key perceptions of barriers to chatbot acceptance and usage for clients. Technology anxiety. Some clients may get anxious when learning a new technology, such as a chatbot. Cultural insensitivity. If a chatbot was not culturally sensitive, it might not be used and may even drive down participation. Performance. If the chatbot failed to execute necessary functions, clients will be more likely to become frustrated and avoid using it. Figure 7, conclusions and next steps. Overall, staff felt that the chatbot would be accepted and beneficial for both staff and clients if provided suggestions were implemented. However, given variation in staff response, we decided to further explore the issues raised via survey.